Exercises time. We're going to start with 39.1. As always, please open the PDF file first and then follow along. As always, I'm going to give you a minute for each exercise to be done, and then we're going to correct it together. All right. Now remember, it is important that you actually do this exercise in the minute that I leave you do it, because otherwise it's just listening and it's not practicing grammar. This is an active grammar part. So this is the actual time that you need to be responding to all the questions asked. All right, let's begin by reading 39.1. Put the verb into the correct form. Number one, if I knew, I know, isn't we have to change his number, I would phone him. The second conditional, therefore, there's not a lot to think about, really, as opposed to the previous exercises that we did where we had to choose between the first and the second. Here, well, at least initially, you'll just need to put in the correct form. So, as we know, the second conditional is formed by past simple plus conditional. So, would, could, might, and may. Therefore, you either put one form or the other. Of course, remember, you can always invert past simple and conditional, or conditional past simple. Okay? So, I knew his number. If I knew his number, I would call him. It's a past simple, so if plus past simple plus conditional. Number two, I wouldn't buy that coat if I were you. Now this is an example of a second conditional in the form of if I were you, right? Remember, this is one of the forms we use in second conditional. Instead of using was, which we usually use with first person singular, so I, we use were. Right? If I were you, I would study, study, study hard. Okay. All right. I think this is a clear example. So we're going to go ahead and jump in into three. Blank, I help you if I could, but I'm afraid I can't. All right. A minute to decide. And we're going to check. All right, not a very difficult exercise. Let's see. So the second part is you, if I could, but I'm afraid I can't. So if I could is past simple. Therefore, we know we're going to enter in or insert conditional here. So we're going to say I would. Right? I would help you if I could, but I'm afraid I can't. So I'm afraid I can't is a completely different sentence. The second form, the second conditional is I would help you if I could. Right? So if I could, I would help you, but I can't. Make sense? Or we don't need a car at present, but we would need a car if blank in the country. Take a minute to decide. Okay. We don't need a car at present, but we would need a car if in the country. So again, as you can see, it's an inversion of the second conditional. If blank we live in the country, we would need a car. We're used to using past simple and then conditional. So we know that it should be past simple. Therefore, we say if we lived in the country, we would need a car. So we don't need a car at present. It's a completely different sentence, and then the second conditional begins. But we would need a car if we lived in the country. It's a hypothetical situation, therefore we use second conditional. Alrighty. I'm trying to explain everything as clear as possible because I'm trying to guess what kind of questions you might have. Therefore, if you already know this, just listen it again because I want everyone to understand this because this is an important topic, and at exam it's definitely going to be there, so you need to understand now. All right, number five. If we had the choice blank, we live in the country. Take a minute to decide. All right. If we had the choice, is clearly past simple. If I had $1 million, if I had a boat, if I had more books, etc. We know that the second part should be unconditional. How do we form a conditional? We use would, could, might, or may plus the first form of the verb. So if we had the choice, we would live in the country. A clear example of second conditional because it's hypothetical. They clearly have no choice and they don't live in the country. What about you guys? If you had the choice, would you live in the country or would you live in a city? Imagining that Trieste is a city, would you live in a city like Trieste or would you live in the country somewhere outside? Okay. Number six. This soup isn't very good. Blank, it tastes better if it wasn't so salty. Take a minute to insert the answer. Okay, this soup isn't very good. And that's present tense and it's a different sentence. Then, it tastes better if it wasn't so salty. If it wasn't so salty, it's past simple. Therefore, we know that the second part, or the other part, will be in conditional. It would taste better if it wasn't so salty. So if it wasn't so salty, it would taste better. Okay. I think it's pretty clear, right? Number 7. I wouldn't mind living in England if the weather blank better. A minute to insert. Okay, I wouldn't mind living in England if the weather was better, right? The weather is third person singular, therefore it be in the past is was were better. So if the weather was better, I wouldn't mind living in England as a second conditional, clearly hypothetical, because he or she lives in England where the weather is not as good as it is in Fiesta. So yay, like yes. All right, number 8. If I were you, blank, I not wait. Blank, I go now. So 2 sentences, 1 minute to write it down. All right, if I were you, as an example, a second conditional where we use the form were for first person singular, right? If I were you, I would say, if I were you, I not wait. I wouldn't or would not wait. If I were you, I wouldn't wait. I would go now. We use I would go now because it's a sort of a continuation of a conditional part of the sentence, right? So even though there is a full stop, we can consider it as a comma. So I say, if I were you, I wouldn't wait, I would go now. So the both sides are equally conditional in this case. Okay, number 9. You're always tired. If blank, you not go to bed so late every night, you wouldn't be tired all the time. Oh God, the sentence is for me. I'm kidding. All right, so you're always tired, full stop. If blank, you not go to bed so late every night, you wouldn't be tired all the time. A minute to write the answer down. Okay. You're always tired, are you? If you wouldn't be, so wouldn't be is a conditional, therefore I use past simple. If you didn't go, because we need to negate, we need auxiliary, did not in past simple. So if you didn't go to bed so late every night, you wouldn't be tired all the time, right? If you didn't go, you wouldn't be tired. But you go, so you're tired. Pretty simple, right? Did you get it correctly? All right. And last sentence for this exercise, number 10. I think there are too many cars. If blank, there not be so many cars. Blank, there not be so much pollution. So true, right? Especially now that we're in a lockdown and there are no cars and the air is just so pure. Okay, a minute to decide. Okay, I think there are too many cars. If there weren't so many cars, there wouldn't be so much pollution. Right? So if, and in this sentence, it was a little trickier than the other sentences because we didn't have conditional. We needed to insert both parts. But it's easy to say that 90% chance after if we always get past simple and then we get conditional, right? So again, if there weren't so many cars, because cars are they, right? They weren't. If there weren't so many cars, there wouldn't be so much pollution. Do you agree? Did you get everything correctly? Well, awesome. Let's move on. 39.2. Write a sentence with if for each situation. Number one, we don't see you very often because you live so far away. If you didn't live so far away, we would see you more often. What an excuse, right? Okay, number two, it's a nice book, but it's too expensive, so I'm not going to buy it. I blank it if blank so blank. Wow, so many blanks. So here you will need to insert I based on the sentence. So basically, you would need to transform the sentence into a second conditional following the structure. Take a minute and a half to decide because that could be a little tricky. And once you understand, you'll just jump right into it. Okay. How did you guys do? All right, so let's begin from the beginning, as the king says in Alice in Wonderland. Beautiful book, by the way. Okay, so I, where do I have an I here in the sentence? It's a nice book, I see that. So I am not going to buy it. So I'm not going to buy it, but hypothetically, I would buy it if what? If the book, right? If the book wasn't so expensive. So I would buy it if it weren't so expensive. I would buy it if it weren't so expensive as a second conditional, and we transform it from the first sentence. She says, or he says, it's too expensive, I'm not going to buy it. But I would buy it if it weren't so expensive. Do you understand why we use second conditional, right? Hypothetical. Good. All right, number three. We don't go out very often. We can't afford it. What does it mean to afford? It means that you have enough money or means to do something, right? Say, I can't afford to buy a Ferrari just yet. If I could, I would. All right. So we don't go out very often. We can't afford it. We blank more often blank. Again, just like in the previous sentence, we'll need to transform this into a second conditional. Take a minute, to write it down. Okay, so we don't go out very often, we can't afford it. So hypothetically, right, speaking, we would go out more often if we could afford it, right? That was an easy one. We would go out more often if we could afford it. Good, number four. I can't meet you tomorrow. I have to work late. If blank. A minute to write it down. And please write it down. Okie dokie. I can't meet you tomorrow. I have to work late. If I, and here we'll need to use have, but also negate it, right? Because it's a hypothetical situation. So if, and we know past simple, then conditional. So the first thing you need to do is you have the sentence, you have an if, and you structure it in your head. All right, so I'm going to use if plus past simple, then conditional. In that way, it's easy. In that way, you know where you're going. So if I didn't have to work late, I could meet you tomorrow, or I would meet you tomorrow, but I would say could, right? Come on, let's use a could once in a while. So if I didn't have to work late, I could meet you tomorrow. That's just hypothetical because I can't. Okay, number five. It would be nice to have lunch outside, but it's raining, so we can't. Again, a hypothetical situation. Look at the sentence, we blank, and structure it in your head. Is it at first a past simple, or is it a conditional first? You decide. 1 minute. Okay, it would be nice to have lunch outside, but it's raining, so we can't. Or it would be nice to have lunch outside, but it's lockdown, so we can't. All right, we would, it's a hypothetical situation, we would have lunch outside if it wasn't raining, right? So again, it's an inversion of a conditional sentence because we started with conditional and then past simple. So we would have lunch outside if it wasn't raining. Okay, great job, you guys. Number six. I don't want his advice, and that's why I'm not going to ask for it. If blank, a minute to write it down. I don't want his advice, and that's why I'm not going to ask for it. How often does it happen that someone gives you an advice when you didn't ask for it? So often. So, if I wanted his advice, I would ask for it, right? If I wanted, I would ask, but I didn't, so don't give it to me. Okay. All right.